Something like the same community that holds Ellisville and Mike.
I'd like to call to order Village of Round Lake Community of the Whole meeting for September 15, 2014 at 8:15 p.m. May the clerk roll call.
Trustee Fred?
Present.
Trustee Crowley? Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli? Trustee Turpin?
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Present.
Motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of September 2, 2014.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Wyszynski, seconded by Trustee Turpin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. No public comment. Down to Public Works.
So we have the inspection and cleaning of the large storage structures. The maintenance of all these structures too. We don't let them get ridiculously dirty. We don't degrade them as quickly and as badly. So I think it's routine maintenance as well as for the beauty of them. I mean, you know, we have to have them. We should at least make the appearance that we're taking care of them and appreciate them. So the committee asks that this move forward.
Everybody in agreement? We'll move this forward.
I have a real silly question. You need to laugh, laugh. Is there such a thing as a mold-free paint?
Sorry,
a mold-free paint?
Mold-resistant, they ain't, but I don't know.
Yeah. I will get different things every day, and they are bad. Is there anything that can prevent the mold? Might cost a few dollars extra now, but is there something out there?
Let me not shoot from the head. My belief is yes, the cost life expectancy of such, I don't know. So I'll pursue that and,
not necessarily this year, but how often do we do these? How often do we do these?
For the elevated water towers, which my only friend of the reference, a good multi-layer protective coating should last 10 to 20 years. The small ground level reservoir is steel. The largest ground level reservoir is concrete. different systems to protect the building on, and I don't have good answers to like the connectors.
Have we washed any since you've been here?
Once.
Well, within 3 years.
No, not even that. Last year.
Oh, why?
That's what I remember. So you're right here.
Next item is Lake County Division of Transportation Currency for Lakewood Terrace Phase 3. As we enter into Phase 3 of the project, we have to update the permit, and that's what we're doing. It's necessary to do the project, so obviously we're asking that the board move forward with the permitting. Any other additional?
The only information I would offer on this one is the new water main going in on Lakewood Terrace holds hands, if you will, involved working in the county right-of-way. Very, very little on the Washington Street end, but on the Cedar Lake end, we have to cross Cedar Lake Road to tie into our 15-6-inch water main and runs north to south. And it's that work that the county has confirmed as open cutting, which would be in the southbound traveling. And that represents $5,000, or at least $6,000. I had this thought today. Why doesn't the county try to go to governmental agency that has a utility in the their little right-of-way, 8 feet with the open cutting? I will ask that question, and if I make any headway, certainly that will be reflected in regular board action. My guess is it's a non-starter, but I'll try.
And you do the response because I can.
But I'll get some satisfaction with trying. I can understand a project you feel so easily.
Well, still, it's like any other permit fee. You're doing it to make sure that it's done correctly and that someone else is inspecting it to see that it's done correctly. And, of course, as you said, the county can, and we all know that the county won't miss a chance to take a few extra dollars when and where they can. So I think it's going to be all the above.
The inspection is called out in the $1,000
Thank you. We'll move this forward to the consent agenda.
And the final item on public works would be the replacement of the 1999 fifth-gear loader. I'm going to be really honest with you here. This is a piece of equipment that I'm a girl and I know nothing about. So I'm going to refer this back to Ron because you all really need to understand it. But I couldn't explain it.
And as I tried to summarize, and again, I'll be brief here, our existing skid steer loader board, my recall, had some structural failure. We had on the front plane that holds various attachments, that we had to do some welding. It's a commonly used piece of equipment, as I alluded to, for moving material, for lifting, breaking pavement. The only device I have, if we're going to open up the pavement to do a water main repair, or having to digging out a section of pavement that's badly deteriorated. So that hydraulic breaker does get a lot of use. It's a very maneuverable piece of equipment. And I see some opportunities for expanded use, such as pavement grinding. That's a bought, not a absolute something we shouldn't. We tend to rent those types of attachments. We did solicit bids from the major manufacturers of skid steer loaders that are also summarized. It is a larger piece of equipment than our current one, and so we do propose to purchase an actual-sized trailer that would also carry the attachments out to a job site. And then because of the advances in the hydraulic breaker that we have, will not operate with the higher hydraulic flow that new skid steer loaders come with. We will be trading in the used attachments, and that's reflected in a previous announcement. Bottom line is Bobcat gave us the best proposal. Bobcat again and the manufacturer of the distribution. And with the trailer, with the new hydraulic breaker and trade in, as indicated, slightly under the budget.
The only question I have is trade in. The best way would be just something that we'd sell in, for auction, and or is that a difficult question?
I don't know.
Do we know what they gave us for trade-in? Did they
prioritize it? $9,500 for it. Could we potentially get more auction in it? Potentially, yes.
But then does the potential price go up then, since we're not selling it to them?
Yes.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
And did you look around a bit about what, is that something close to what the value of a 1999 skid steer lower or floater is?
We did not look at various equipment periodicals. Do that research. I can ask Jim Oldenhoff, as we do have the county auction coming up October 25th, what his judgment experience is, and alter the actual board action based on whatever.
Well, we also need to know from this company too that if we don't trade in, what would our new cost be? I mean, I'm sure they're planning to make a little money off of that too.
Another $9,500, but presumably on track, and we might recover that and then buy an auction.
What I'm saying, if you go back to the company and say, well, we're not going to do a trade in, and the actual cost for the steel loader and such are, X, Y, and Z, are they going to remain that if we don't do any trade-in?
I'll say that 99% certainly yes.
Okay. I would ask that the board make a recommendation to approve moving this forward. But in the meantime, Ron, if you could just take a look at what resale values are on 1999 skid steer lowers and make sure that people are getting $25,000 for them. Keep us informed, and if it is, we'll change it before the next board meeting.
Yes,
is everybody fine with that?
Sadly, they did not want us to trade in our parade
trailer.
I was like, well, we didn't get to keep that.
Hey, we're on the stage.
We don't do intend to keep our existing trailers because of the ability of all their smaller things. We would know that the extending gaps are highest in the parade.
So we fine with that? Move this forward, and Ron will do a little further investigation.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Public Works, special events regarding spoke out, nothing to ask, Vicki?
No, but I do, and I don't think I'm the only one. I have 10.1 under my committee of the whole. Talking about the Roots for World contract with the 15 tax improvement program. Project, is that part of the Lakewood Service?
That was an exhibit.
Okay, all right, continue on.
Administration, swap additional members in the Metro Parking Lot.
On August 28, 2014, SWAPCO passed a resolution to admit Olo into SWAPCO. Apparently, if I'm wrong, I believe about that time, they also found out they forgot to ask the members to approve Bannockburn into SWAPCO. So basically, what this ordinance is doing is asking the members SWAPCO to approve Volvo and Bannockburn into SWAPCO. Just a question. That basically said.
Do we have to vote on this?
Yes, we do.
But we have to have an ordinance before I can actually make the vote.
And there's a draft in here?
There is a draft in there.
Okay.
That's good.
Everybody concur?
Yes.
Very good. Do we have to do roll call up here?
Certainly. We're not voting out.
I'm voting out.
Yeah,
we're still
in the capital improvements program, there is a project for the Metro Lot repaving, the Metro Lot repaving project. There's $25,000 for design. We staff thought it would be a good idea to test the market to see what other engineering firms had to offer to the village and at what price. We received two quotes. One of them was from Pearson and Brown, which was lower than our current engineering firm. And tonight, staff is requesting the board to take a look at that proposal and actually recommend Pearson and Brown for design engineering services for that project.
Now, National Women had also bid on that project.
That is correct.
And what was their price?
$15,000.
And what was the other one? Nine.
To move forward.
Move forward?
Move forward.
Okay. Speak just a little bit about, you know, one of the things that we were talking about with Metro Lot. There's already core samples taken. It's at the end of the construction season. If this moves forward and goes out for bid, we feel that it would be very important that whoever would win that bid with construction companies, that they'd be able to guarantee that the work would be accomplished this year or else not even just make the attempt. And then move it off to the next construction season in the spring.
One wild card we may have is Metro. I believe we're going to need approval through Metro. We Ron and I talked about that. I don't know what type. I mean, they own the lot, and I think they'd be very pleased that it is restarting this. Metro tends to be slightly a beast of a taxing body, so sometimes it's difficult to get hold of the story there. But before the next meeting, we will make every attempt to contact them.
That's the general responsibility as far as the money we collect.
We just want to be sure that they own the lot, that we make sure they're fully aware of it.
I don't know if we don't make them aware of it, but I think it's approval-wise, I think we've already gotten that from the beginning.
I just want to be sure, trusting that thought.
I think the concern Steve and I have is to find a real decision maker.
No, I agree. I know.
That could be as easy as an email to the village going, thank you very much, go forward.
But we can never move forward on anything with Metro without at least the knowledge.
Correct, right. Yes.
Better to not be able to help them.
Sorry.
Very good. We'll move this project forward.
Thank you for doing that. I'm really excited for
the
ridership. They have been, you know, kind of voicing that disapproval for quite a while now.
Thank you. I get a motion for item 6.1 to move into executive session to discuss collective negotiation matters between the Village of Brown Lake and the Metropolitan Alliance Police.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are going to executive session at 8:36.
Continuation of the community as a whole.
We have to come out here and go into there, so.
Motion made to reconvene by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. All in favor?
Aye.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski.
You drop.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
Meeting adjourned. We'll hear what Donna says at 9:11.
Football. I think
it up. I think that's a good one.
I think so.